Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazegna, the host of Live with Passion. I am so happy to be able to come into your homes. I want to share with you this episode. It's called By Patience, You Will Win Your Soul. And as I talk with people, they all tell me that they have trouble with patience. So let's look at this virtue and see what we can do with it. And I believe that you're going to gain patience as you watch this program. This comes from the letter of James, chapter 5. And he says, be patient, therefore, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waits with patience for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient over it until it receives the early and the late rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Heard about a woman, she went into the confessional and she was all frazzled and upset and irritated. And this is what she confessed. She said, Father, my children, they're younger, they've got all this energy, they're bouncing off the walls, they're driving me crazy. Father, I am about to kill my children. Please pray for patience for me. And the wise old priest prayed like this. He said, Lord, send this woman tribulation in the morning, tribulation in the afternoon, tribulation. She goes, wait a minute, Father, time out, what are you doing? I asked you to pray for patience. And he says, ma'am, you got to understand something. Tribulation produces patience. Watch what you pray for, you might just get it. You've all heard that saying, weightlifters have it. No pain, no gain. And that's the way it is in life and in virtue. No pain, no gain. It says in James, count it all joy when you meet various trials, and because this produces patience and that leads to maturity. Wow. And then Paul in Romans 5 says, suffering produces patience and patience leads to character. So trials and sufferings and hardships, nobody likes these things. But if you're a person of faith, you realize that as you go through, you grow through. And that's a huge verse. That's a huge saying. In order to grow, we really do have to go through. So in the confessional, I hear things, Father, I'm impatient. I get that all the time. People from 8 to 80 tell me that one. And I have an elderly parent that I'm dealing with, and I'm frustrated. Got a sickness that I'm enduring and it's hard for me. My dreams aren't happening. I don't know if they ever will. I snapped at a family member. My life isn't turning out the way that I thought it would turn out. Sometimes I'll go and visit an elderly person and I'll get something like this. Father, I don't understand. I'm at home now and I don't have a whole lot of friends and I can't really go out and help anybody. I don't understand what God's doing in my life. I can't really do anything. And what I always tell the elderly person is, you have to understand that God is working in you. That's clear from the scriptures. But we don't oftentimes see it. God works in the quiet moments. God works in the long haul. Christianity is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's a long process. And so what I tell people is that God is working patience in you day by day by day, one day at a time. So you must understand, patience is not a virtue that you can get very quickly. Like its name, patience implies that you got to wait, that it takes time. People nowadays, they want microwave maturity. They want a drive-through breakthrough. And that just doesn't happen. There are no overnight successes. We have to endure. There's long suffering. Things take time. I remember one person said it this way, there's long suffering. Now, I work out and I do the elliptical and treadmill and bike and weights and day in and day out. It's a lifestyle. Try to keep healthy, keep my weight down. And let me just tell you this, that I have gained patience as I work out. I have gained stamina as I work out. I have gained long suffering as I exercise. There's no other way to get these things but to go through. And that's the way it is with patience. God doesn't just go zzz and you've got patience. No, the only way to get it is by waiting, by going through, by enduring, and having long suffering. And I can tell you this, by patience, you will win your soul. That's what Jesus taught. So patience is a virtue that God wants us to have, and by patience, you will win your soul. It's a necessary virtue. And the corollary to that is this, by impatience, you will lose your soul. That's exactly what happens to a lot of people who are speeders. All you have to do is go out on the highway nowadays and you will find out that people like to drive fast. That's for sure. I remember when I got a registration sticker one time. This is way back in Massachusetts where I grew up. They stick it on your windshield. Right on the back it said, speed kills. And that's so true. By impatience, you will lose your soul. How many thousands of people die on the roads every year because they're speeding, because they're in a hurry to get where they want to go? And the bottom line is, I've figured this out, that even when you speed, you're only gaining a minute or two, but you're risking your own life, putting everybody else at risk. So slow down. That's what an officer told me one time. I was in a hurry to go play golf and I was speeding. He pulls me over and he says, where are you going? I said, I'm going to play golf and I was in a hurry to get there. And he goes back and he writes me a ticket, hands it to me. This is like the only ticket I ever got. And he says, slow down. And I never forgot that. Because really, law enforcement is there not just to give you a ticket to get money, they're there to protect us. And the scriptures are telling us the same thing. By patience, you will win your soul. Be patient. And I know it's hard. Life can be frustrating. There are people and events that just collapse around you and you just want to scream, yeah! But think about the patience of Jesus on the cross. First of all, as he stood before Pontius Pilate, he did speak very few words. And then on the cross, spoke very little. He was there for 3 to 6 hours. By his patience, he won for us salvation. Wow. So I believe that everybody has patience within them. It just needs to be fruitful. It needs to ripen. It just takes time. So nobody likes to wait. I am a type A personality and I don't like to wait at lights and I like to go fast and I don't like to go to stores and banks and have to wait in line. Nobody does that. I get frustrated and irritated when things don't work and I get impatient and everything. And during the pandemic, people have to wait in lines to get tested. They got to wait in lines to get food. They have to wait to get a vaccine. They have to wait to get their stimulus checks. They got to wait for unemployment benefits. You know, waiting is part of the whole game. And I'll tell you, better now that you learn how to wait. Otherwise, you're just going to live life frustrated and irritated and bent out of shape all the time. So there are all kinds of songs in our culture about patience. I love to listen to music. And I remember there was a song by Guns N' Roses. That's a rock and roll group. Normally, they are so loud and rock and roll and making all kinds of noise. Well, they came up with this song called Patience, Guns N' Roses. And it was a very acoustic, slow, he whistles, the lead singer. It's melodic. And he kept singing over again, all we need is just a little patience. And it was a hit song because it had a message as well as a beautiful melody. Then, of course, Tom Petty, a great rocker, passed away a little while back. He said, "The waiting is the hardest part." And sometimes it feels like we're in the waiting room of life. Nothing seems to be happening. We're just waiting for our breakthrough. We're waiting for our promotion. We're waiting for our job. We're waiting for the relationships to improve. We're waiting to grow. Well, we just heard the scripture. The farmer waits for the produce. The rains have to come. This is the way that God has ordained it. A baby isn't born in a day. It's conceived, and then there's a 9-month gestation period. Seeds don't just all of a sudden sprout, and then there's the big tree. The seed sprouts, the roots dig deep, and then the tree grows. Same way, we go through many seasons in our life. We go through many cycles in the life cycle. We go through childhood and adolescence and adulthood and senior years. Things take time. Some of you that are watching this program right now, you've been so frustrated and upset. Take a deep breath, let it out, and relax. God is working in you. Things take time. Don't be in such a hurry. As Jesus taught, take it one day at a time. That's a big saying in the Alcoholics Anonymous program. One day at a time. Take it easy. Remember that song by the Eagles? Take it easy. And easy does it. And really, I'm becoming a person of patience. It's taking time. But I think about my dad, who taught me so much about patience. My dad was a carpenter, and he would build buildings. And I was always overwhelmed by all there was to do when you build a building. Got to start the foundation, dig the foundation, and you know, get it all, the foundation correctly, and then start to build and do the framing. And then finally, it just takes months, it seems like. I would always get impatient with the whole thing, but my dad was meticulous. And he was never in a hurry. He wanted to do things right. And he taught me a great work ethic. And I would watch my dad, and through osmosis, it came into me. Now, I'm not a carpenter now. I didn't really have that gift. But what I do is I write. And writing doesn't happen quickly. I write these scripts. Nobody writes these scripts for me. I write them, and then I proclaim them. I write sermons. I write homilies. I write books. I've already written 24 different books. And when you write a book, nothing happens quickly. When I sit down with the idea, this will be a great book, this will minister to people, I want that book done and in your hands. Well, like a baby, there's a gestation period. You know, there's the conception, there's the growth, there's the birth. Same thing with a book. You have to conceive of what you want to do. You got to get your thoughts together. You got to do the writing. Day after day after day after day. It's a faithful process. Nothing happens quickly. Then the editing, then the arranging, then the printing. Then finally, about a year later, the baby's born, the book is born, and then I can get it out to you, and I am so happy to do it. But like my dad, I don't do it one moment before it's ready. And so after writing 24 books to date, and after producing hundreds of episodes on television, and after writing I don't know how many homilies and sermons, God has done a work in me. I am becoming a patient person. This is what life is all about. Don't miss what God is doing in you. God wants patience out of us. It is a fruit of the Spirit. So it's supernatural, but trust me, it comes through, as we heard from James and as we heard from Paul, it comes from suffering, comes from tribulations, comes from having to wait. So let me give you a definition really quickly. What is patience? It's enduring, the ability to endure difficult circumstances in the face of delays. I call them divine delays oftentimes. In the face of provocation or injustice, it's stamina, it's calmness. As I said, it's Jesus before Herod and before Pilate, and it's a necessary virtue. And as I said, Jesus taught, by patience, you will win your souls. So, let's look at a few things. I remember a few years back, I was given a sabbatical. You know, I had preached on the road for many years and written books and started producing for TV and took a little time. Remember what Jesus taught? He said, come aside and rest for a while. And you don't rest to get away from everything. You rest so that you can be better and that you can reach out more and you can be stronger. And that's the purpose of going on a vacation. And by the way, vacations can be a trial too. Everybody thinks, so I'm going to go on a vacation and get away from everything, and then on the vacation, things don't happen the way you want to. You learn patience even on vacations. So anyway, my sabbatical, the one thing that I wanted to do, and it was a year-long sabbatical, the one thing I wanted to do besides reading and praying, of course, was to travel in the United States and see the national parks. I love nature. So I remember I drove to Colorado from Houston, where I live, stayed with a friend up in Evergreen, Colorado, and then I got to drive through the Rocky Mountains during September when the aspens were changing. The aspens are gorgeous, all the golden colors. And the mountains themselves took years to form these mountains and to see them. Then on the other side of Colorado, I remember I went to Arches National Park. And you see these strange, different, beautiful formations in sandstone. And then I went to other parks. I went to the Painted Desert. And all the different colors in the desert, it was magnificent. Then the Petrified Forest, where wood actually turned to stone. That took years and years and years. And I think the highlight, you know, there were so many other places that I saw, but the highlight of it all is, as you might imagine, the Grand Canyon. In the Grand Canyon, I believe it was carved out by the Colorado River, and it took eons for that river to cut its path into the stone, into the Grand Canyon. So as I'm walking the Grand Canyon, I spent a whole day there, and as I'm seeing these arches, as I'm looking at the mountains, as I'm seeing the leaves change, what really struck me more than anything, and it was very quiet, I wasn't traveling with anybody, I had a lot of time to reflect, I was doing journal writing during my sabbatical, what really struck me was God's patience. We oftentimes don't think about it, but the world wasn't made in a day. It says in the book of Genesis, you know, God created on the first day, but that was symbolic for a long period of time. Don't take that literally. So God created in billions of years, and creation's ongoing. Go to Hawaii sometime and watch how the volcanoes are literally making the island bigger. And I was struck with how God is able to wait. That's exactly what it says in 2 Peter. It says, God isn't slow when it comes to salvation. God is being patient with us, wanting all to come to repentance. See, what happens is people sin, they live the life of Riley, and they think, God hasn't punished me, nothing bad has happened to me, there must be no God. Or God doesn't care. That's what they reason. But it's the total opposite. God is patient. Whether you're an atheist, an agnostic, a total sinner, whatever it is, he's being patient with you. He's giving you time. God isn't, you know, snap judgments like that. God waits for you to come to repentance. So he's not slow. It says in the Bible that Jesus is coming soon. But I've discovered that God's soon and my soon are very different. My soon is like now. God's soon is thousands of years. But we still cry out, Maranatha. That's the great cry of the Advent season, where we proclaim in the Catholic Church that Jesus Christ is coming again. And the cry of the early church was, come, Lord Jesus, Maranatha, or Maranatha. You can pronounce it two ways. And the church is proclaiming, we want you to come now. And people are wondering, when is he going to come? In God's time, when the number of those who are going to be saved come into the kingdom, then Jesus will come. When the time comes, in another episode, I'll talk to you about the judgment and about death and about the second coming of Jesus and what that means. This series is called Real Life and Real Issues. And the bottom line is that everybody struggles with patience. But one of the ways you gain patience, one of the ways I gained patience, was looking to my Father and to my Heavenly Father. And I've come to realize that I can be frustrated and bent out of shape all the time if I want, because life isn't exactly the way I want it, but that's not going to do anything. So I let patience be at work in me. See, that's what the scriptures tell us, that God is working in us for his own will and good pleasure. And so if you're an elderly person, you don't understand why you have to sit there day after day and God has taken everybody else and he hasn't taken you. He's working patience in you. So patience isn't waiting. That's what people think. It's waiting. No. It's waiting well. It's being at a light and not mumbling and grumbling. It's waiting for your dreams and your visions, your breakthrough, your book, whatever it is, to happen, but waiting with thanksgiving. Waiting as you praise God. During the Advent season, we wait. But it's not just waiting. We wait with a good attitude, thanking God, praising God, with expectancy for the second coming, and then the coming of Christ at Christmas. So it's waiting with a good attitude. And I produce all types of resources, rosary CDs, CDs of this series, and books, of course. And what I tell people is, you know, it's good to get these CDs and put them into your car. That's what I do. I listen to some of my favorite teachers when I'm driving, because inevitably you're going to get into traffic, especially if you live in Houston or a large city. You're going to have to wait at red lights. And instead of just focusing on that and how life isn't happening at your speed, listen to good teaching. Spend time with Christian music. Spend time praising. And I've discovered that traffic goes by quickly when you're not focusing on it, when you're rather changing your focus to God. So that's what I'm saying, is that patience has to do with waiting, not just waiting, but waiting well. So most of us have a lot that we want to accomplish. We have dreams, we have visions, we want our business to take off, we want our ministry to expand, we want things to get better. And as I said, there are no overnight successes. Things take time. Amy Grant sang a song one time, and it says, takes a little time, some time. And that's what we have to understand about life. But wait with confidence and with hope and with expectancy and with a good attitude. And what that does is it opens the door for God to work in your life in more powerful ways, more quickly. You can go further, faster, as you wait with a good attitude versus waiting with grumbling and mumbling. And let me tell you this. One of the things that you shouldn't be doing is saying, I'm not a patient person. Well, everybody can say that about themselves. But if you start saying that, that's what you're going to become. You will be not a patient person. But rather say, you know, I don't feel patient all the time, but I have patience. The Spirit lives within me. The Holy Spirit's going to bear the fruit of patience in me. I am becoming patient. God is working in me. I'm getting better and better every day. So you got to speak that out of your mouth. And then take a deep breath and let it out. Just relax. This too shall pass. I know there's frustrations, there's tribulations, there's relationship problems, there's all kinds of different things. So while you're waiting, wait with expectancy, wait with thanksgiving, and then wait with action. I heard about a silversmith. And you know how gold is purified, and silver is purified in the fire. How are we purified? How are we sanctified in the fire? Well, anyway, the silversmith's there and he's got these long tongs. He's holding the gold right in the fire. And his apprentice was watching. And he was holding it in there for a long time. The apprentice says, finally, how long, impatient, how long are you going to hold that gold in the fire? And the silversmith didn't even bat an eye. He just looked at it. And he said, until I see my face in it. And how long are we going to be in the fire? The tribulations, the hardships, the difficulties, the sufferings, until God sees the image of Jesus, his face, in us. By patience, you will win your soul. And I pray that God working in you will do a great revolution and bring you to new life. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizzegna. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.